Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of September 2019. Karnataka High Court has ruled that a learner's license issued by a competent authority is a valid license and a rider or learner need not accompany any instructor for a motorcycle as is required in case of a car, thereby rejecting the plea filed by the insurance company challenging claim awarded by Motor Accident Tribunal to the family of a deceased person. Karnataka High Court has reversed a divorce decree granted ex-party to a husband and remanded the matter back to the family court for fresh consideration after it was found that husband had given incorrect details of the wife so that she could not be called upon to file her reply to his divorce petition. Madras High Court has rejected a PIL seeking changes in the design of bubble top water cans so that even women can lift and handle the cans with ease. The court further observed that courts are not shopping malls where one can go and buy everything. Delhi High Court has ruled that a lesser punishment introduced in an act following an amendment can be applied retrospectively. The rule against retrospective application of criminal law will not apply in such cases, held the court while rejecting 14 appeals filed by the Financial Intelligence Unit against banks. Madras High Court has directed the American International School, Chennai, to reply to the state government's notice within 15 days after obtaining necessary documents for clarification from government. Bombay High Court has heavily criticized some of the police officials of the Goa police for posing in front of the media with a mother arrested for allegedly abandoning her newborn child. The court had taken SUO Mato cognizance of the newspaper article published in a Marathi daily Tarun Bharat which featured the photograph. Delhi High Court has passed a decree in favor of Titan Company granting permanent injunction against two sellers, that is Rahit Kumar Jain and Dharampal and Snapdeal, from selling counterfeit Titan and Fast Track branded watches and directed granting costs of 1,50,000 rupees each. This means that the two sellers are directed by the court to stop selling counterfeit watches of the two brands. Gujarat government has notified the fines for some of the traffic offences, reducing the penalties by 25% to 90% than those notified by centre. This action comes barely 10 days after the Motor Vehicles Amendment Act 2019 comes into force.